So continuing in the Gemara on Chavav Ambeis, actually before we continue, I think we probably saw this Gemara before. So just a couple comments about the issue the Gemara discusses about burying a Sefer Torah, which said Tashmishei Kedusha have to be buried. So just before, one thought, the Gemara says you bury the Sefer Torah Eitzel Talmud Chacham. So a little bit of discussion in the Achronim. What's pshat in this halacha? Why, like, what does that mean? Why would you bury a Sefer Torah next to a Talmud Chacham? What's the Gemara trying to tell us? Any thoughts? Okay, interesting. I was talking to my chavrusa last night about this sugya, so he mentioned that Gemara about standing up. But, okay, they're both given cover, but I don't know why they'd be buried together. Well, like, what is that?
Because they have
equal importance. Equal importance, okay. Shmack. It's a good word. So I was going to say, I saw that there's a tshuva of the Marcheshes. I think he's from the Achronim. Or the early, it seems to be an early Achron, but I'm not sure exactly. The Marcheshes has a tshuva where he says that he quotes the Sefer HaEshkol, which is one of the later Rishonim. He quotes Sefer HaEshkol, who says that he doesn't explain, but he says it's covered for the Talmud Chacham. So it's a kavod Talmud Chacham to have the Talmud Chacham be buried with a Sefer Torah. That's a kavod to him. So I was going to ask, leave it an open question. What's pshat is that? I like what Moshe is saying. It's just kind of sending a message. The Talmud Chacham, he goes with his Torah. He goes. He's going to continue to learn. You know, Olam Haba. So maybe that's the kavod of a Talmud Chacham to be buried with a Sefer Torah. Interesting idea. Yeah.
Maybe just because when there's Talmud Chacham, it's like Malkum's feeling. It becomes like Malkum's feeling. People's feeling.
Oh, okay. Interesting idea. So maybe it's not even. I was thinking it's a cover Sefer Torah, cover Talmud Chacham. I'm saying it's a totally different idea. Okay, could be. That's interesting. So the Marcheshes himself says another idea. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that ain kovrin tzaddik eitzel rasha. That you can't bury a. You're not supposed to bury a rasha by a tzaddik. And there's a big discussion in Eretz Yisrael. They have. I think Rush or Weiss said that the cemeteries are divided between Shomer Shabbos and not Shomer Shabbos. It's a real thing. You're not supposed to be, it's not proper kavod ames to be buried in the presence within Dalet Amos of someone who's a Rasha. So I think Rush or Weiss said Shomer Shabbos is the line they join in Israel. It's a tricky line, Rush or this halacha. You're not going to bury them in the same cemetery, you're not going to bury them next to each other. But certain things, certain big averos, kind of put people into that category. And so the Marcheshes suggests maybe that's the idea, that it would be a bizayon to the Talmud Chacham, not so much of giving kavod like Moshe is saying, but it's that you can't bury it's a bizayon to the Sefer Torah, to have the Sefer Torah buried next to a Rasha, that would be no good. You have to bury the Sefer Torah next to Talmud Chacham, and then the Gemara says, afilo shona halachos, at least you knew halachos, you knew Mishnayos, that would be good enough, even if you were Mishamash Tamei Chachamim and really full-fledged Talmud Chacham. That's true. It doesn't make it Russia, but maybe along the lines you were saying before, that Sefer Torah, wow, Sefer Torah is a big deal. So you're not going to have a Sefer Torah next to an Amoritz. Sefer Torah has got to be next to a Tzaddik, next to a Talmud Chacham. So it could be that's the Indian. The Marcheshes, either way, concludes based on either of those ideas. It's not a chiyuv to seek out a Talmud Chacham to be buried the Sefer Torah next to. It's just a din that if you want to give cover to the Talmud Chacham, like Moshe is saying, so you bury the Sefer Torah with the Talmud Chacham. And if you are going to bury the Sefer Torah next to somebody, make sure it's a Talmud Chacham. But it's not. But let's say you bury the Sefer Torah in an empty field. That's not going to be a problem. But the third mahalach would be to say, and this is the Prima Gadim I sent you to the Be'er Halacha, where the Be'er Halacha quotes the Prima Gadim was Medai from the Shulchan Aruch, that there's a chiyuv to bury a Sefer Torah, Eitzel Talmud Chacham, means when you bury a Sefer Torah, make sure you bury the Sefer Torah by the Talmud Chacham. And to say it's a chiyuv, probably have to say that's a din in the Sefer Torah, namely that the proper way to treat a Sefer Torah is to have the Sefer Torah buried by a Talmud Chacham. It's not It's not that it's to avoid a bizayun of a Rasha, or an Amaras, like we said, or it's not to give kavod necessarily to the Talmud Chacham, but you must give this kavod to the Sefer Torah, to have the Sefer Torah buried by a Talmud Chacham, and then that would be the way of saying that it's a chiyuv, like the Prima Gadim says, or the Prima Gadim notes, as saw in the Be'er Halacha, that the minhag doesn't seem to be this way, even though it seems to be the Shulchan Aruch would obligate you to do this. The minhag does not seem to be this way. I was at one Levaya, a sad Levaya, where they buried Svarim with a person, but I don't know if this is something that's commonly done. Although I haven't been at too many Levayas of Talmid Chachamim and been up close, I don't know, or too many Kfuras of Talmid Chachamim, so I don't know what's done. But the Prima Gadim already notes that the minhag is to be made on this. Now, another question that's raised is, what's going on by putting it in the ground? What are we accomplishing? I don't know if guys got the word yesterday, but the Rambam, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down in this halacha as well, has pasuk chumash, but the Rambam says that there's an iser to erase the shemos of Hashem, to be ma'abed shem Hashem, based on pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. It says, Abed tabdunas kol ha'mekamos, asher v'dusham ha'goyim, so you're supposed to destroy the Avodah Zarah, lo sa'asun keil Hashem l'kechem, but to Hashem, you shouldn't do that, and therefore we learn there's an Isra d'Araisa to erase Shem Hashem, and an Isra d'Rabbanan, the Rambam says, on Shar Kisvei HaKodesh, even if it doesn't have Hashem's name in it, there's still an Isra d'Rabbanan to erase those as well. So the question is here, when you're putting the Sefer Torah into the ground, so what's going on with that Isra of being erasing Shem Hashem? How are you allowed to do that? I mean, eventually in the ground it's going to get disintegrated and eaten up, and the Shem Hashem is going to be erased. So it's for that concern that the Piskei Tshuvos that go from the Chelkas Yaakov, and the Chelkas Yaakov says that let's say you have a good, I mean, what is the Gemara talking about? The Gemara is talking about a Sefer Torah Shabbala, worn out Sefer Torah that's not usable. But if you have a usable Sefer, it's just old, it's no one's using it, but it is still fit to be used. So he says, you can't bury it. Because you don't, the heter we have in the Gemara is Nebuch. You have a Sefer Torah that's worn out. What are you going to do? You're going to keep a Sefer Torah that's worn out around? So, okay, the next best thing to do, if you're stuck, is to put it into the ground. But to actively go ahead and look to do this, we're going to chop, you know, we have some old, we're clearing out, I don't know, guys, we're here at the beginning of the summer, we're clearing out all these old Sinsino Chumashim, no one uses those anymore. So you can put those in the ground? Shem Hashem, you just put it in the ground just like that? So the Chelkas Yaakov said no. Yes, no. So you're saying Kli Cheres is avoiding the issue. If you put in a Kli Cheres. So the post can point out, right, so it could be a Kli Cheres, Yamim Rabim. I don't know if the Kli Cheres is going to last forever, but for a long time. For a star. In the Kli Cheres, it's because of Kli Cheres, the Yam Mountain. Okay, I think I saw some post say 100 years, the Kli Cheres. I think it really would take a long time in a Kli Cheres to get disintegrated. Well, that's all the problem, because of shame. Okay, good. So that might be the case. The truth is that the post can point out that Kli Cheres is specifically by Sefer Torah. By printed Sfarim, we don't have that halach of Kli Cheres. Yet we still have Nisr M'chigas Hashem by printed Sfarim. So it's not clear exactly. It seems to be a special treatment. It seems to be from that discussion in the poskim, even in the Gemara, it sounds like a special thing you should do for Sefer Torah. It's an extra kavod that it should last for a long time. But it doesn't seem to be such a halachic difference whether it's a Kli Cheres or not a Kli Cheres. So that's the Chelkas Yaakov's take. I asked Rabbi Willig, and Rabbi Willig said, no, he thinks you could bury the Svarim, and he said there's a Moko tradition for a lot of years. They used to bury Svarim. He said they would get like Svarim stores, that, you know, a Svarim store, they don't want to sell the Sefer that's printed upside down, it's got a dink in it, they don't want to sell the Sefer Torah, so the Svarim store would send like a whole box of Svarim, and like, the Yeshiva guy, he'll take the upside down Sefer, he'll take the Sefer with a dink in it for free, why not? So they would go through the Svarim, take what they wanted, and then they would have a whole burial on Tisha B'Av. So we might do that this year, because Aryeh Yudin collected a lot of Svarim, so we'll have to see. Maybe we'll have Tisha B'Av activity to bury Svarim. But Lemaiser will take Barry Svarim. So I didn't want to bother him and push him for his Svarah. But I just saw this morning the Minchas Chinuch. Nechelet Yaakov deals with this. But the Minchas Chinuch writes that the Isser of Mechikas Hashem is only, and the Mishnah Brewer actually quotes this, is when it's Derech Hashchasa. Any destructive act towards, it's got to be a destructive act towards the Shem Hashem, towards the Svarim, that's going to be the Isser of Mechikas Hashem. But in contrast, says the Minchas Chinuch, Grama, if you just put it in a situation that's going to cause it to be destroyed, that would, you know, somehow it's going to get destroyed. But you're not actively doing an act of destruction, so that would not be an Isser of Mechikas Hashem. That's what Minchas Chinuch assumes. Now, in Hilchos Shabbos, the whole sugya of Grama is very complicated. What's Grama? What's considered indirect? You know, you're causing it to be happening, and you're not, versus a direct action. That's very complicated. You're talking about Shabbos Switch, the Shabbos app, the Shabbos Switch. Okay, listen, Rav Schechter has a shiur online where you can listen, where he goes very clearly and says there's no heter at all for these things. But leaving aside, he said that the Shabbos app guy came to the Y, present to the Y, the Shabbos switch guy came to present to the Y Rosh Yeshiva, and he said they were not impressed with the what? The Shabbos switch. Yeah, you guys are in Eretz Yisrael. Look at this kedushim with the Horim out of the Hak. It's great. And this guy came up with a Shabbos switch this year that he wanted. Basically, he could turn on lights on Shabbos. So he claimed that it was a mutter. So twice apparently came to present to the Y Rosh Yeshiva, and I just heard Rav Schechter was here about it, and then say, yeah, this guy came twice. We're not very impressed with his presentation. So Maisa, these things are not much. But it's a big discussion about Grumma. I mean, in Eretz Yisrael, they have a whole Grumma factory, organization, Somet, where they create a lot of things with Grumma, and it's a big, very complicated discussion in terms of when these things are permitted. So whether the definition is the same for, it seems like from the Minchas Chinuch, it's not the same definition for Shabbos. When we talk about Mechikas Hashem, because the Torah describes, like we just said before, Abed to Abdun. It's like a really serious wipe out of Avodah Zarah. We're supposed to wipe out of Avodah Zarah. In contrast, the Pasuk says, Lo Sasim Kein Hashem Lekechem. You shouldn't do this to Hashem. You shouldn't do this in the names of Hashem. So the Minchas Chinuch seems to be learning that type of destructive act, which the Chumash is describing, that's what's prohibited when it comes to the Shemas of Hashem. So now, going back to putting into the ground, it seems to be putting into the ground is not a destructive act. It's true, it will happen, and you may know it's going to happen, and the ground's already wet, and there's things that it's inevitable that it's going to be happening, but it could be that that's not part of the Isser Mechikas Hashem. That's one thought I had. Another thought I had, I don't know, you have to see if this is... If this makes sense, but maybe it's kind of like a chiddush of burying. That, Balzin, feel free to interject if you think this is a crazy shot. But I was just thinking, you know, we have the idea we've been learning about of Tashmisha Kedusha, that there's an idea of Kvura, and like we spoke about, Rav Schechter related that idea to burying a human being, that a Jew is buried because, in a sense, we're also Tashmisha Kedusha, we're connected to the Torah, and we have the idea of Kvura for a person. So maybe it's like a gzeiros hakasa of a chiddush that kvura is a respectful act. You know, when you bury something, that's not something that is going to be. It's not mechikas hashem. That's like when you bury a person who dies. So you're not, you know, you're not allowed to do an autopsy on a person. You're not allowed to do things to the body. That's an iser nivel hames to do things to the body. So when you bury the person, the body's going to decompose. No, but that's exactly what you're supposed to do with Kedusha. You take a person and you bury that. That's what the Torah tells us to do. So maybe in a similar regard, Tashmisha Kedusha, Sifrei Kodesh, when we have a Kvura, Kvura is just, it's like a Gzeres HaKasav, it's a mitzvah of Kvura that's not within, will not be subject to these Yisurim. Maybe something to think about. But there could be, it seems to me there's some mahalach that doesn't seem to be assumed by most. There's an Isser of erasing Shem Hashem when you bury a svar, and seems to be the minhag l'hakel, and we'll see. Maybe we'll be doing an activity. Okay, so that's just a little bit about burying. Now, then the Gemara goes on to a discussion in the next Gemara about the kedusha of a shul versus the kedusha of a samedrash. I saw that the Prima Gadim says, well, what is the mas? So what's the maskana of the Gemara? Gemara goes back and forth. The maskana seems to be that the halacha is that a base medrash is a higher level kedusha than base akneses. So you can sell a Beis HaKnesses, you can take a Beis HaKnesses and turn it into a Beis Medrash. Now, I saw the Prima Gadim says that in terms of where we fit in, we know we have a whole Mishnah about where, you know, where is Beis Medrash in that list. So he says, Beis Medrash is the Kedusha of an Aron. So that's the Mishnah says, you go from Beis HaKnesses up to a Teva, so Beis Medrash is at that level as well. Now, what's this Machlokas about? About Beis HaKnesses versus Beis Medrash. So I sent you to some Gemaras, and this really is based on a comment of Rabbeinu Manoach. We've quoted him once before, Rabbeinu Manoach, in the fancy Rambams, the Frankel Rambams, they have the commentary of Rabbeinu Manoach on the bottom of the Rambam. And he learns on this halacha that the idea, what the Gemara is saying, when the Gemara says Beis Medrash is a higher level, is that what's more important, davening or learning? What's more important for a Jew? And he points out some Gemaras and there are other Gemaras that seem to indicate that davening is very important, and we value davening very much, but in terms of higher level things, that would be learning. So I sent you to a Gemara Megillah earlier on Daf Tes Zayin. It talks about how Godol Talmud Torah Yotzer Min HaTzolos Nefashos. Talmud Torah is even greater than saving life. By the way, I once heard Rosh Weiss. He said, let's say you're learning and you're supposed to learn until, okay, we have Seder till LT Sports till 10:15 is our official time, 10:20. So let's say or 10:25. So you're learning until 10:25. So and the guy has a heart attack next to you. So you say, nah, 10 minutes left. Godol Talmud Torah Yotzer Min HaTzolos Nefashos. I gotta learn. I can't save the person's life. So Rav Asher said, that cannot be what the Gemara means. That's for sure not what the Gemara means. You don't let a person die. So what does it mean? In what way is Talmud Torah greater than Atzal Stefashos? Yeah.
Better be the guy that's sitting in
the
front,
that's
like,
worry about, like,
you're not distracted by anything.
Okay.
Or the guy in the back that's thinking about
other things. That's, in what way is that greater than Atzal Stefashos? That's definitely saying the Torah is very, very important. And that has to be focused, but how is that greater than Atzal Tefashos? So I was with him, he was giving a shiur to a room full of doctors. And, what? You know where I'm going with this? Oh, in Israel. So he did one in America this year. On one Sunday morning, like in November, December. So I went, the whole thing about medical halakhic issues, it was great. So he said to a room full of doctors, he said, the Gemara means that if a person can choose in life to be a matzal nefashos, a person involved in saving life, and a person involved in Talmud Torah and teaching Torah, he said, Godol Talmud Torah Yotzer Min HaTzolos Nefashos. So he said, all the doctors in the room, if you could potentially have a job as a Rosh Hashiva, he said, you should be a Rosh Hashiva, not be a doctor. That's what he said. That was his pshat in Godol Talmud Torah Yotzer Min HaTzolos Nefashos. The best, most gewaldic thing to be involved in your life would be learning. Not to say that the other things are b'dievet, other things, there are lots of lechatchilos and levels of lechatchilos, but like the highest of the high would be the person involved in Talmud Torah. So that's how we learned that Gemara. So you see, Talmud Torah is a very big deal. And in the Gemara in Shabbos, I sent you to where Rava saw Rav Hamnuna, who was going on in his davening, and Rava gave Rav Hamnuna Musar that, come on, man, this is not what you should be spending your time with. It's, you know, okay, davening, you're supposed to daven, but to spend your whole day davening, you're missing out. Talmud Torah is chayei olam. It's Talmud Torah, something you have for olam hazeh, and olam haba, an amazing thing. Tefillah, we daven for our needs in this world. It's an important thing. We should daven for our needs in this world, but it's not as great as Talmud Torah, which is Meviyah, which brings us to Chayei Olam Haba. So Rabbeinu Manoach learns that that's pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara is not sure which is more important, davening, learning, and the maskana is that learning is so much more important, therefore Beis HaKnesses that goes up to become a Beis Medrash. Just a couple little ha'aras that I sent you to from the Beis Yosef pointed out that that, and this Prima Gadol may be based on this Beis Yosef, but that it's not like Beis Medrash is a super amazing thing. That like, wow, Beis Medrash is beyond everything else. It's Beis Medrash in terms of the hierarchy. It's shul to Beis Medrash, but then we follow the rest of the rules that we're used to. So as we learned, the Zayin Tu Be'ir can kind of go against the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't apply to a sale of Zayin Tu Be'ir, Maimon An She'ir. So then the halacha would be that if the Zayin Tuvir and everyone was on board, so you could turn a Beis Medrash into a shul, or for that matter, in the case that he's talking about, into a kind of an apartment or something for rent. That would be okay. So that just clarifies that point that I said earlier, that it just fits into the category of the Mishnah, just on a higher level than a Beis HaKnesses. And finally, the last just ha'ar to be made, important to know in terms of thinking about the places we go, the Be'er Heitev in Shulchan Aruch quotes that when we say a shul, we mean exclusively a shul, but a place where there's learning going on, where there's shiurim going on. So even if it's not full-time Beis Medrash, that has the status in this regard as a Beis Medrash. And so you would be able to change a Beis Medrash into primarily a shul with a shiur occasionally, for example. And just to think about what Limud HaTorah is, how powerful it really it goes wherever it is. It doesn't just have to be a Beis Medrash, and it even transforms the Beis HaKnesses. You know, one shiur, Shabbos, Rabbi gets up and gives a shiur in the shul. Oh, that has a halacha of a Beis Medrash, at least for this regard. We'll have to see a little bit later on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Or maybe, no, I forgot where. I think Chav Ches Amud Aleph. We're going to get more into the halachos. Hopefully, we'll get there about what we do, how we act in a shul. And we'll talk there about the distinctions between a Beis Medrash and a Beis HaKnesses. In some ways, Beis Medrash is more kal than a Beis HaKnesses. But for at least this regard, in terms of the hierarchy of our Mishnah, so Beis Medrash is on a higher level, again, because Talmud Torah is so great. We'll stop here. We'll continue with the next Gemara, Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, the two dots of the Sefer Torah.